Am Lord, Evo Tuo, Evo Quinsifo. Amen. Today in the Armenian Church, we celebrate the Feast of Palm Sunday. And we remember today how Christ entered Jerusalem on a donkey, on a colt. He enters in on a donkey, and everybody is excited. They take down branches. They take down branches from the trees and they lay it on the ground, palm leaves. And then they also take their jackets off and they put those on the ground so that not even the donkey's feet would get dirty from the dirt, from the dust. That kind of respect they had for Christ at the time. And they shouted out saying, "Hosanna in the highest, the Son of David has come." And they were excited because they knew and they believed that this, the Messiah, was going to free them from the clutches of the Roman Empire. And in general, this is where the gospel reading, or at least you read the story, it ends. We don't continue with the story, but the story actually continues. And we hear it in the gospel reading today because it says, after this all happened, Christ goes into the temple, right? He enters Jerusalem. They welcome him, and then he goes into the temple, and he sees all the business that's going on in the temple. He sees the money exchangers and the dove sellers, and he gets very mad. He becomes, as we might say, irate, and he starts flipping over tables and chairs. And then, in the Gospel of John, it says that he goes out, and he makes a whip out of cords. He comes back with the whip, and he starts whipping people and telling them to get out of the temple. And he says, "It is written that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves." When we hear the passage of Christ coming into the temple, and it's usually referred to as the cleansing of the temple or the purification of the temple, we usually think the reason for this is because Christ doesn't want money in the temple. Christ doesn't want money in the church. But this is not the case, because we see in the Old Testament as well that these money exchangers had to exist. These money exchangers were there because people would come from other countries with other types of money to come in and to purchase doves. Doves in particular to make sacrifices. And this was all written in the law, and so this was okay. The issue occurs when Christ becomes enraged and flips over tables and chairs and chases people out with whips. The reason is twofold. The first, he sees that the worshipers, the faithful, are being exploited. That is to say, the high priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all those running the temple, were only concerned about money. Physical money. And the second reason is that they excluded God from the temple. God was no longer allowed in the temple. But more importantly, they thought of monetary profit, not spiritual profit. We see this today, unfortunately, in many, many churches. We know of many churches that are only there for the money and not for the spiritual nutrients and the spiritual food that they're supposed to give. We even see it in the Armenian church. And we probably all know priests in the Armenian church that are like this. I personally know priests who are like this in the Armenian church, who only care about money, who only care about how much a person has in their wallet and not what they have in their heart. This is the issue that happens in the church. And this happens more often than not. I've even heard in our own parish people have said that our church is only concerned with money. And it can come across that way, and I understand why it comes across that way. Because for years we've been raising money to build the church. And now that we have the church, people are saying, "Oh, now we're only talking about money to keep the church, this new church." And we hear this. We hear it about luncheons, plate collections, sponsorship, the candles, the pledge program, the stewardship program, Armenia Fest, donations, and the hall. And we hear this constantly. And it seems like we only care about the material things in this life. The problem occurs, my dear faithful, when we only care about money, when we only care about the material in this world. Remember, the material will pass away. Everything we have here, the material, is here today and one day will be gone. Our bodies included. There's nothing that is eternal except for the soul. And this is what Christ speaks about and why he becomes so enraged and angry in the gospel. He says, why do you care about these material things so much? It's the spiritual that you need. And this is the issue that happens very often in our lives. The question becomes, how do we change the Armenian's mentality, humanity's mentality? I know a lot of Armenians who only think about money. And I know them because when I talk to them, I ask them, what are your kids going to do one day? And the answer is always some high-paying job. They care about money more than spirituality. This is the problem with humanity and Armenians in general. The question then becomes, how do we change this mentality? What do we have to do so that we become a temple, a house of God? First thing we do not do, I do not want you coming next week with whips, chasing people out of the church, flipping over tables, and flipping over chairs. It's not what I'm telling you to do. We always had those little bracelets that say, what would Jesus do, right? Don't do that. But what we can do is we have to remember Christ's words. What Christ said in the prophet Isaiah, whom he quoted. Isaiah says, my home we call a house of God. And then St. Paul goes on to tell us, you are temples of God. You are temples of God. Your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. That means that we, as temples, must first be temples of prayer. We must be homes of prayer. The question naturally arises, how often do we pray? What do we pray for? And to whom do we pray? As I said, in Armenian, there's this new thing going on where people send out vibes or prayers to the universe, right? That I speak to the universe and the universe will give me something. It's stupidity. Stupidity. The universe is a creation of God. Why would we pray to a creature and not the creator? This is the issue with the world today. We pray for money and we pray to money. But money is a creation of God. These are the problems that we have in the world today and in our personal lives, that we don't pray to the Creator who gives, who provides. We need to create an atmosphere of prayer, not just in the church, but in our own personal lives. If we are able to change the atmosphere within our lives to prayer, the church, the people, the nation, the world will change as well. This is where it begins. We must change ourselves and recognize who we are and what we are created for in order to change others. So, I ask you, Holy Week has begun, and this next week we have lots of services. I ask and I pray that we remember success is not measured in quantity of people or quantity of dollars, but it is measured by the zeal and the excitement and the love that someone has for Christ. A church's power is not measured by how much money it brings in, how much collection it makes each week, or how much it makes off of the hall. That's not what shows profit. Profit is determined by how many people are dedicated to Christ love Christ, and serve Christ. So as we continue to celebrate Christ's entry into Jerusalem today, and his triumphant entry and his cleansing of the temple, I ask that we recognize that we are temples. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, and as we receive Holy Communion on Sunday, we become a temple for Christ because he lives within us, and we then must become homes and houses of God, of prayer and of worship. And when we change into that, those around us will change as well. Amen.